Today at Quality Noms, November 14th, I had no idea there'd be so much interest. We're having Arumuga Swami dig deeper into the life of men in prison. Gerald Tevis is going to tell about his experience on ICE and other kinds of mind-changing substances. And I hope it will discourage some of you young people out there. You don't want to grow up and have to go through his experience. And he will get the good karma if he can turn your life around at this early stage.
Hello, my name is Gerald Tevis. I'm an inmate here at KCCC. I'm outside in the Lifetime Stand program. I'm in prison for theft second. My crime was to do because of crystal meth amphetamine. I was sentenced to 5 years in prison. I've been down now for 4 years.
Have you been at this jail all those 4 years?
No, I've been at Halava High Security for 2 years in close custody. Then from there I went transferred to the medium facility and back to Kauai now.
Why did you start taking drugs and how old were you?
I started taking drugs about 12 years ago, and reason why I took drugs because I thought getting high was the right thing to do. Honestly, I can say all the people that I used to hang out with, they was all into drugs, and I went on the wrong path. I got myself deep involved with mostly crystal meth. I lost everything I had.
So what was the first thing you took?
I started off with marijuana, Pacalolo, and from there I went to crack cocaine, and from cocaine I went to crystal meth.
How much were you spending on drugs?
I was spending a lot of money on drugs. I was smoking at least $300 to $600 worth of batu a day. I was buying drugs from big time drug dealers on Oahu, and I was getting them cheap from them, and I was selling them down here for more just for support my habit and get high. Along the way, I stole a lot of things from people, caused them a lot of pain, hurt. I stole money, I stole car stereos, I stole cars, I stole wallets out of people's rental cars, anything that I could trade or sell just to get more drugs.
Let's talk about the drugs for a minute. What did they do to you? What did it feel like to take crystal meth?
The feeling for me, what I went through to crystal meth is, the most I went through was paranoia. I always thought that my girlfriend was fooling around when she wasn't. I always thought that I had cops watching me.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter. My son is 7 years old and my daughter is 6 years old. I see them every Sundays.
How often did you see them at Halava?
To my whole 2 years that I did at Halava, I never see them, not once. I just hoping for someday we can get back together so the kids can be with their mom and dad.
What did the drugs do to your mind and your body?
What the drugs did to my mind was made me do things that I never thought that I was going to do in my life, you know, hurt people, steal, cheat, lie. What the drug did to my body was deteriorate me, made me lose a lot of weight, you know, made my bones in my face start showing, and that is how my family caught on that I was doing some heavy drugs. My message to the young kids out there today is, drugs is not the way to go. Drugs will make you lose everything in life, your family, your children if you have children. You lose your freedom. You come to prison and be told when to eat, when to sleep, when to shower. You lose everything. It's going to be real rough. There's a lot of better other things in life to do than to take drugs or even think about them. When you lift up that pipe and decide to take that hit, you're only picking up the shovel to your grave. To me, I feel drugs is crazy. Drugs is not worth it. There's many other positive things we can do in this community. If you catch them when they're young, then the roots is still young yet. Then you don't have to really dig deep in deep and work with them for years to stop them from going further into criminality and drugs and all that.
Gerald, we want to thank you very much for lending your name and your voice and your experience to the youth out there in many countries, Norway, Sweden, France, many countries tune into Tadet Kwadinam.